Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams bringing us back. He's the lead singer for that great classic group, The Platters, from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Some people, especially my children, call me say I'm from the Wayback Machine. I'll just say this: my hair is not prematurely gray. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And it's just you and me. I'm still talking about the age of the customer. You know, folks, one of the advantages that you get from hanging out with me is that you get the advantage of a lot of history. I've been around a long time. And if I were still talking to you about doing business the way we used to do business, then you don't need to listen. You don't need to listen to people like that, because they still don't realize that the age of the seller, as I've been saying to you now for a long time. I've been serializing my idea. I've been developing my idea with you for 3 or 4 years now, at least, on the air and in my writing. And so if I was still here as an old guy saying, you know, you need to be more competitive. You need to be, you need to do your advertising just like you used to do. And this social media stuff, that's kind of, you know, that's just a bunch of junk. You don't need to worry about that. And you know, blah, blah, blah. If I was just spouting the old stuff, then you know, whoever's doing that now, whoever you're listening to, whoever you're reading now, and they're talking about stuff like that, don't read them. Don't listen to those guys, because they're not paying attention to what's happening in the marketplace. They're not paying attention to what customers are doing and what customers are expecting. In the age of the seller, the customer basically had to wait on the seller. Businesses, just like you and me, had to wait on the seller to provide them with the information. When I was a pup, when I was carrying a kit bag for somebody else a long, long time ago, my customers were waiting on me to come by to see them. They literally looked forward to me and others dropping by so we could give them information about what was available to buy. How did it work? How are other people using it? Blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I was my customer's internet for decades. And for thousands of years, that was the case before me. Today, customers aren't waiting on anybody. Your customers aren't waiting on you. Have you noticed that your customers need you less and less to find out what you have, to find out how your products work? To make a final decision? Have you noticed that when they do business with you, by the time they show up, they pretty much already made up their mind? Maybe they need to touch something or hold something or verify a color or get down to the absolute final price, but they pretty much know what it's going to cost them too, right? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that customers who used to come by all the time, people used to do business with you all the time, have you noticed that they're not coming by as much anymore, if at all? Have you noticed that your marketing strategy, your advertising efforts, your sales team going out and calling on people or waiting on customers to come in the door, have you noticed that they're not getting as much activity as they used to? Well, that's because customers have new expectations. Customers don't rely on you and me as much as they used to in the age of the seller. It's the age of the customer. Right now, folks, the age of the seller is still, there's still some vestiges of it out there. There's still some customers who will allow you to approach them with the age of the seller practices, but increasingly, every single tick of the clock, we lose one of those guys and we pick up a customer with new expectations. Every time a customer gets a smartphone, every day that they live with their smartphone and get better with it and use more apps, and every day that they can find out more information online, about what you sell and how you sell it and how to use it and what other people think about it. All that, every second that goes by is a more empowered customer. And when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted. And that's what's going on right now. A lot of businesses are being disrupted by the emergence, by the end of the age of the seller, and by the emergence of the age of the customer. And it's not just businesses, organizations, even churches, nonprofits, are being disrupted by this transition from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. It's happening right now to you. So here's the question. Which age, which practices are you executing in your business right now? Are you still doing business the way you did 10, 20 years ago? If you are, then you're an age of the seller company, and you're not going to last long. Are you embracing some of the new requirements, some of the new expectations of customers? What are those expectations? Ask your customers. Listen to them. Think, go out and come into your business as a customer yourself and see whether your company, your own company, is meeting your own expectations if you were a customer of your company. That's how you find out about those expectations. And then convert to being a company that operates with age of the customer practices. If you'd like to know more about how to do that, I got a new book out called The Age of the Customer. Go to ageofthecustomer.com. And you can read more about it. You can watch videos. And folks, check it out. I wrote that book for you. I want it to help you. I think it will. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.